Hashtag psychotherapy unfucked with Mark Fielding.
Hello, welcome to the season finale of Hashtag psychotherapy unfucked. Today we're going to have a special session, and I've got the pleasure to have Joe, ex-host, back on. And we're going to be looking at the series that, you know, that we just finished, series four. So many good interviews on series four, and talking a little bit around Joe's film, which has just come out, and also looking ahead to season five. I mean, I can't believe, Joe, we're on season five, but season five, and, you know, the theme of relationships. So thanks for coming on, Joe. Nice to see you. It's like old times.
Yeah, pleasure to be back. I think this is my third episode this season that I've been on after being a while. I had the episode with the cast, and then obviously I was on with when we had Jack Binstead on.
Yeah.
Good to be back. It's been a good season. I listen to it in my spare time sometimes. It's been, obviously, being the editor and the producer, I get to organise all the background stuff and get to hear the episodes before everyone else. We've had some incredible guests, some incredible episodes. So I'm just going to kick off with our first question. As mentioned before, when we promoted this episode, it's going to be a Q&A. What was your favourite episode so far, I reckon, this season?
Yeah, I mean, I've got a few, and I guess I just need to put a caveat in and say, you know, I've loved all of the guests and all of the episodes, but I don't know if I had to pick out some of the highlights. I mean, obviously, you know, I guess I pick out the highlights for different reasons. I mean, the highlight in terms of what was talked about probably was forest bathing, because you know what a big fan I am of forest bathing. So I squeezed another episode of forest bathing in at the start of series four. And we also had Ali from Hawk and Heath, who came on and talks about clinical depression, I think, a little bit later in the season, which was also a really, really great episode. I mean, some of the highlights for me, I think Richard Murek.
He was a great episode.
He was a great guest, wasn't he? He was such an interesting guy. You know, really would like to get him back on. Really loved that episode. I think also, I think Carlos Vasquez. I mean, that was, I have to say, that was an amazing episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talking about his life and, you know, his how to battle and, you know, transforming his life into helping others. I mean, I thought that was an amazing kind of episode. And also interviewing someone from the USA. I mean, we generally UK and Australia, you know, which I think is a unique kind of selling point for the show, but it's nice to kind of get a guest on from California. So maybe we'll try and get a few more US guests on.
That's the highest audience, surprisingly. Like, I have one or two friends and stuff in America, like family friends, and then I've got friends that I've met from when I was younger that live in the US, but the fact that we got on a US guest finally, given that's our highest audience, yeah, is really good. He's got quite a big following. Richard's like gone on, surprisingly, like I met Richard through doing auditions for my film. He's such a fascinating person. He's now going on, surprisingly, like, my friend Teddy, who's the assistant director for I Miss You, and I've done a lot of projects with him. He was the assistant director on Hashtag Now Alone when it used to be a video podcast. He's shooting a short film that's coming out. I'm not sure. I think they're beginning production soon. Richard's actually now, I think, playing the lead role in that film, which is awesome. Like, Teddy saw him in the audition and was like, I like him. He wasn't quite right for the role of Michael, but he suited the role for Teddy's film.
Oh, fantastic. So he's still working with him reasonably kind of closely, yeah. Really.
Yeah.
And just you kind of referencing the film. I know, let me just ask you a bit more about the film, because I had the pleasure. I mean, I've wanted to see it for ages, and I know you had the premiere and I saw it the other day, and I have to say, I absolutely loved it. I mean, no spoiler, but, you know, I actually almost cried at it. Well, I did actually cry, I'm not going to lie, at the end. It was beautiful. I mean, what was it like for you to kind of finally get it out there?
Oh, the excitement was real. I was very nervous that night. I was so worried about maybe Zoom or not Zoom. I did it on Microsoft Teams. I was so worried about being like program errors. I'd never done a Premiere before. That was my own film, but to have it online and have people see it, I had family members come and what buy tickets to watch it. I had friends buy tickets to watch it. Everyone was just so keen to see it. Think like people bought tickets or weren't able to attend the premiere that came on, or I sent them the link afterwards because they couldn't make the premiere, but they were like really amazed how well how good it was. It was just good for me. I'm my own biggest critic when it comes to my films. Even if I get tons of praise for a film, I'm always like nitpicking, like, oh, what. Maybe this could have been better, or maybe that could have been better. Because, like, those who didn't know me, obviously, it's technically my fourth film. We did Anxious Me, Anxious Me 2, 2, and then Anxious Me 2, 2 years on. So it's my first like fictional film, but to have it out there and for people to watch it, we've entered a few film festivals. So far, we've not been lucky enough to be nominated by anything, but I think we've got like maybe another 17 or something that we could potentially get nominated for. It's been uploaded to Film Hub, so we're hoping that maybe one of the streaming channels anywhere in the world will buy the license for it, and then it can be up on streaming. We're considering potentially having it like a up on YouTube for a limited time, maybe like a week or so, to let people see it. And get some views up and stuff like that. But we're just in the background, just having a discussion whether we should put it up for a few days or something and then take it back down again and then wait to see whether it gets put up on any streaming services.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say, I thought it was. I mean, the theme was beautiful. I thought the acting was superb, and I'm probably going to use the wrong word for this, but the way it looked, like, it's not cinematography, is it? But just the way it was filmed, I just thought it was beautiful. It's really clear. And what's the technical name for that, Joe? The
Yeah, it
kind
would be cinematography,
of, okay.
but like so color, oh, I don't think what the word is. There's a thing, I think not colorization. It's like a so Oscar Flores Lopez. I've got to get his name right because I had it wrong on the credits for the Instagram thing. But he was our cinematographer. He was amazing the way he framed the shots. All the additional shots that we got in that were shown in the intro credits and the outro credits. He was just so easy to work with. Like, we were so like-minded. His direction was so good with the photography for the cinematography. And then I think he did all the, I can never remember the word. So, the job that a colorist does, so they modify the color of the film so it's clearer and it's view. You probably see it a lot on films like on Prime and stuff, Prime Originals. They change the filter of the picture so it's clearer and it's a certain style. But it, like just seeing the progress of the film as we got further and further to the final product. We had a few setbacks with sound and stuff where we had to re-record like dialogue, and then we realized something else was missing. We had to record that again, but in here we got there. But it was nice to finally like release it and show everyone what we'd been working on for like the last couple of months. Yeah, so
Well, yeah. Sorry, Joe, go on.
yeah. So, hopefully, we might potentially have another premiere, depends what the discussion, what comes of the discussions with the producer, my co-producer. She did send out a survey after the film to see what people thought of the film and whether they would be interested in another one. We did a Q&A after the film, which went really well. I've never done Q&A before and I don't really like speaking in front of people. Even though I do a podcast, obviously, but we did a Q&A where we answered questions from the people that watched the film. We had some really interesting questions, really good ones. We're looking at potentially doing a prequel.
Oh, that's I was gonna ask that, yeah.
So we're looking at showing Lucy's story before she takes her own life. I've already started the script for that. And my co-producer Megan's like modifying the script so it's better and is easier to translate from page onto screen, and it's a more solid story. We're obviously going to use Sarah and Kira again because Kira's talents, I feel, were a little bit wasted in the film because we didn't really get to show her much. She has a voiceover a bit at the start and then she has a little bit at the end, but she was so talented in the audition. That's she originally auditioned for the role of Lizzie, but we felt she didn't quite suit the role of Lizzie, so we gave her the role of Lucy because we were so blown away by her audition. So we want to showcase her talents a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean the prequel. Yeah, I mean that. Yes, yeah. I'm glad you're going to do a prequel because it kind of begs for a prequel, really, doesn't it? I mean, I'm trying not to do spoilers for the film, but you know, but yeah, I mean, Kira is it comes on, doesn't she, near the end? Yeah, I mean, great to see Lucy's story, and I think the relationship between, I'm forgetting the names between. The older guy, oh, forgetting his name, and then the main character, I thought beautiful when they're sitting on the bench, and then this, yeah, I just thought lovely, and it's so visually rich as well. That was what I was trying to get over. It's just very visually. Some of the backgrounds, I think, were really good, and I guess it is a real departure for you because I mean the films you've done, you've had out previously. I mean that one actually won awards. Were factual, really, weren't they? So this is quite a bit of a departure for you, really.
Yeah, it was nice to finally get a script onto the screen. So I'm forever writing scripts and always have these ideas. And I've had a couple, those that know me or the audience that watched, obviously, the main thing that we've had out is the podcast and the video, and then going on to audio. Obviously, took a step back from this podcast last year because I was supposed to be doing a feature film which f fell through that we're hopefully doing with new producers sometime next year. I obviously had another film that I was working on, Swiped, which because of fell kind of had a massive setback. We're also working on turning that into a feature, hopefully looking at doing that next year as well. But yeah, it was nice to finally have a film script put onto screen, seeing it acted out and everything in front of us, and then finally showing the audience and my friends and family what I can do in terms of my directorial talents as well as my screenwriting talents, because I wrote the script myself as well.
And then I guess you know the first of many more hopefully, and I guess we don't have to go into too much detail, but there's a rebrand, you've rebranded as well, haven't you? And there's quite a lot for you going on for you really, kind of career wise, isn't there?
That was the first film I released under the name Ambridge Media. This podcast is obviously now produced by Ambridge Media. So I decided to kind of change the name so it's a bit more personalized. It's obviously instantly recognizable as well. And then obviously, I want kind of, it sounds cheesy, but I kind of want to leave a legacy behind when I make these films. Like, oh, people say, oh, that's an Ambridge Media film. I want to. I'm obviously never going to have the impact that big corporations like Disney and stuff have, where people go, oh, that Disney film was good or that Marvel film was good. But I want people that know me or people that know people I know to say, oh, have you seen the Ambridge Media film or have you seen this film? Like, and for my niece and my nephew, and my niece that's on the way to be able to say, oh, my uncle did this film, or when I've got kids eventually, for my kids to say, oh, my dad made this film. Like, I want to leave something behind that people are proud of, or something I'm proud of.
I mean, I totally get it. I've had the same thought about the podcast, actually, to be honest. So it's really nice to leave, you know, really. I mean, I'm just linking in the kind of podcast to what we're talking about now. I mean, it was so nice to have the cast on. That was also one of my favorite episodes. I mean, I had to like focus on so many. I've not had so many guests on the show at the same time. So I had to do a bit of refocusing. But so, I mean, that was a great episode, I think, talking about the film, but also really getting to know the actors, which was really nice. And of course, Kira came on and talked about ADHD as well, which was another great episode, such an important episode. So nice of her to come on.
Well, we use some of the clips and stuff from the podcast with the promotional stuff. So Megan, who's our producer, she set up a lot of stuff before we released the film, like social media pages, a website for I Miss You. We use a lot of the clips from the podcast episode, and it's boosted some of our listeners as well for the podcast.
Yeah, definitely.
We're getting closer and closer to 5K, which is like amazing, given that we were on probably 2.5, maybe, I kind of think maybe season two or something, or season three, we're on 2.5. It seems so long ago now. We're on 4.830, I think, last time I looked. Yes, it's just come a long way since season one. I get all these Facebook memories coming up and saying, oh, season two, episode seven or something was out this time 2 years ago. That seems so long ago.
Because
But
we kind of started during the pandemic, didn't we? I think it was March 2020, was it, from memory? Something like that.
and yeah, so we started on Zoom originally because Jordan left, and I think we took a break, I think, from doing Zoom episodes, and we were like, oh, we'll move on to audio, and then we started fresh on audio. And it's just the listeners have gone up, and I definitely feel like we made the right decision by going on to audio, because we've got a hell of a lot more listeners than we did. View. So hard to get views on YouTube and stuff like that, but I use so many different platforms to promote the podcast now, and my network, LinkedIn's expanded, my Facebook network's expanded, like. My network was just like tripled or doubled since we started the podcast. So probably my next question, I think, for you is probably who are your top, I reckon, top three guests?
Well, I think, and the one I haven't mentioned yet was Bob Heath, which was, what was the title? Bob Heath was talking about, music therapy and end of life care. I mean, I just felt Bob and I really clicked, really, in the interview. And, it's such an important area that we've not covered in all of the, series before, kind of music therapy and Bob's work using music therapy with people that, have terminal illness. I mean, I just think it was absolutely beautiful. I read his book beforehand, which was also really, really beautiful. Songs from a Window. And I just think we really, really clicked. I mean, other ones that I liked, Richard Dolan, I really like that one, talking about men's health and divorce trauma. And also I guess the last two also really good, kind of slight departure, talking about yoga therapy and talking about shamanic healing again. With binge eating disorder, another incredibly important subject. And we have kind of we've touched on eating disorders, I think, in all of our series, haven't we? I'm just looking at this young people in addiction. I mean, so much good stuff in Ray Bonney, another really great interview. So lucky to get her on. And also the sports injuries with Jack McLean. I guess he's possibly, well, he, well, I don't know, him and Jack Binstead, I guess, were the kind of celebrities that we got on, weren't they? So
What's the name as well? The lady from the shamanic healing episode as well, as ex-EastEnders actress.
she yeah.
We've had some big, like, well-known people as well. Like Ray Bonney does a lot of work for, I think it's Beyond Blue.
Yeah.
It's quite funny as well. Like a lot of the guests we've had on earlier seasons, they've started their own podcast now. So I feel like we've influenced that for some people as well, that we've then pushed it. They've then got the idea to go and do their own podcast. But like a lot of them have released books. I think maybe it might be worth us setting up a, like I have my own website with Ambridge Media, but maybe we set up a website for the podcast where we have like the links to the books and stuff. And
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
trying to maybe increase their sales and links to their podcasts and stuff like that. I could have a look into that later on.
Maybe
I
some
think,
merchandising, possibly. We did talk about that a bit, didn't we? Yeah.
I think we've changed our logo that many times, but now it's probably that one. But yeah, so I reckon my top three guests would probably obviously the Melbourne one, because being a big Melbourne fan and
Yeah.
quite a few people in my network, like my best one of my best mates here, and then my partner and her family are all Melbourne fans. To have someone from Melbourne Football Club that's worked with people that I go and watch play on a weekly basis
Yeah.
is incredible. Then Jack as well, who's worked with some big
Yeah.
names,
Yeah.
he was interesting. I think myself, no joking.
Well, I mean, that's obviously the number one, Joe, isn't it? When you come.
But Richard was just incredible. He's just such an incredible person. I've definitely really enjoyed listening to this season. Erica, what are some of your favorite? What's something you've learned this season that you probably didn't maybe know before?
Oh goodness, that's such a difficult one. I think I learned a lot. I think the young, I don't really work with addictions. I mean, the young people in addiction, what episode, I think I learned, I learned a great deal, I think, from that episode. Forest bathing again. I mean, even though, that's a subject I read a lot about, I learned a lot really from, from Hawke and Heath when they came on. ADHD, I mean, the lived experience, I mean, I think I always learn from the lived experience talking. I mean, ADHD is something common, but everyone that has ADHD has a different experience. So hearing Kira's story, I think, was really good. Rochelle Craig as well, talking about her own personal kind of journey into recovery with binge eating disorder. Yeah, I mean, all I have to say, I mean, I think I've learned Ray Bonney, Keith Saggers. I mean, I've learned, I think, from all of the guests. I mean, it's just such a, I mean, part of the reason why I like doing the podcast is it's just such, so fantastic to be able to talk to so many inspirational people. I mean, everyone that's been on, we've been so lucky, haven't we, with guests, I think, for season four. Everyone's just been amazing, really.
I've definitely met quite a lot of people through the podcast. Obviously, we had the cast of I Miss You on, but
Yeah.
like Giovanna Hammond, who came on,
Yeah.
we networked through the fact that she's like, oh, what is it she does? She's a psychologist. She's traveling therapist.
Yeah.
And then we got talking about getting her on the podcast, and then she saw that I did filmmaking. And then she ended up doing the end credits song and then all the music for I Miss You. So
Fantastic.
it's fun that's out. And then obviously like Richard, we met through doing the auditions for my film, and then he came onto the podcast. Obviously it'd be good to get Bob on again on his own, like talking about, because when we were doing the Q&A, he was talking about his son had attempted suicide.
Yeah.
Good to get him on to kind of talk about that.
Yeah.
Obviously,
Definitely.
then we had Kira from the cast, and then Kira came on and spoke about ADHD. It's just funny how it all kind of intertwines, and then
Yeah.
either you meet people through, I've met people through my filmmaking that I've then got onto the podcast, or met three people through the podcast, and then I've got auditioning for my films, or I'm working with on a film. We have two people that I've met through a recent project that I'm doing that are coming on hopefully next season. I won't spoil anything yet, but they'll be on. What I'm trying to think of another question.
I mean, just before you, I mean, but also testament to a lot of your work behind the scenes, because, even though I'm hosting the show, I mean, you do so much work behind the scenes. I mean, I'm looking at some of the guests. I mean, Jack McLean, I mean, Ray Bonney. I mean, you've been really responsible for getting Richard Murray, another one, for a lot of these guests on, which is fantastic. And I guess I just want to say to our listeners as well, there's something about subscribing. Because we have a lot of listeners, but people don't always subscribe. And if you do enjoy the podcast, I would say please subscribe, because the more subscribers we get, the kind of the more opportunity we have to interview different types of guests. So yeah.
Well, we've got, I think, 84 Spotify listeners or something that listen probably regularly. I definitely have a lot of people messaging me saying, oh, I've listened to this episode, it was great. We've got people like Giovanni, we share it, JL Keys, he's been on a few times. Donan shares it. Keith Saggers, he shares quite a lot of our stuff. Yeah, it gets shared quite a bit. I'm trying to think. Yeah, so what's one topic you feel, or maybe what's the topic you wish we covered this season?
Yeah, I mean, this is maybe going to segue into season five. Yeah, I mean, relationships, I think, because it's ironic in a way that we've done, we've done four series, and we've not talked about relationships. I'm a relationship counselor, so it's really surprising I've not got more into that. So that kind of leads us into what we're going to do for season five. It's we're gonna talk about relationships, and it's going to be primarily talking about, relationships, like couple dynamics, maybe the effect of affairs, attachment, there's all sorts of kind of attachment narratives that we can bring in, but also maybe I'm going to stretch it a little bit, and maybe we'll talk about, different kind of relationships with body dysmorphia, maybe relationship with food. So, I mean, we can stretch it, but I really want to get a lot of guests on that specialize in couples work to talk about the kind of work that they do, and also lived experience guests. I think, couples that, have worked through things, worked through trauma. I don't know, maybe couples with neurodiversity. I mean, there's a lot we can do, I think, Joe, is now under the guise of, relationships for season five.
Well, I've definitely noticed over the last few years that relationships, breakups, stuff like that, divorce, obviously can lead to mental health stuff. You can have PTSD from an abusive relationship.
Absolutely.
You can get depression from a breakup. You can be suicidal from a breakup or a divorce. Divorce, obviously, that loss of attachment to someone can influence your mental health.
Definitely.
Having a good support network with yourself, if you're married to someone, or if you've got a boyfriend or a girlfriend, or a partner, having that person opposite you to support you is a big thing in terms of mental health, especially in the mental health journey. Or if your partner has mental health issues, help coping with that as well is obviously a big thing.
Definitely. I mean, I totally agree. I mean, it's big. I
I
mean, yeah.
I for one personally, obviously with my partner and stuff, I don't know, I can't remember, discussed this on the post oh sorry discussed this on the podcast with my partner having been unwell and getting diagnosed with cancer. I know a lot of people that know me know that she was diagnosed with cancer last year. That was a lot to take on board. Like, we've had a lot of curveballs in our relationship, like living abroad from each other, my mental health stuff and stuff. So obviously it'd be good to obviously get her on, or get come on. I'm happy to come on again and talk about that sort of stuff. So
Be
yeah,
great to have
so
you both on. If I mean, we let me negotiate that, see how Emily is.
yeah. Yeah, so I'm trying to think what else.
I mean, I can just add, I mean, also, something maybe I think I'd want to get some, neurodiverse couples on, same-sex couples, kind of more people coming from, LGBTQ community. I also maybe want to segue and talk about different relationship models, polyamory, ethical non-monogamy. So there's a lot of scope, I think, under relationships. So I'm really excited about the next season.
Yeah, and there's so many topics we can cover, like your relationship with your therapist and stuff, because that's a massive thing when you're a different psychologist or a different therapist. You need to have a good relationship with them, because otherwise then that treatment's not going to work. I've been through a few different psychologists and stuff. It took me years to find the someone that worked. I've started seeing someone new recently, but I've only had one session with them, but I've had a really good psychiatrist that I've had a developed a rapport with, and having that person that understands, that doesn't judge you, is always key to having a good therapy session. So what's to come other than obviously the fact we're doing relationships for the podcast, which what are you hoping for season five?
Yeah, I think for season five, yeah, I'm just hoping that, you know, our figures will continue to go up. And just I'm hoping really that season five really, really kind of matches up to season four, because season four has been amazing. And I have to just pick up on Giovanna, yeah, because I didn't mention her episode, and that was a brilliant episode. I mean, goodness me, she brings so much to the table. So really, really hoping that our numbers can really, really shift up. And that season five can, you know, be as interesting and be, you know, a season where we have as many interesting guests as that we've had in, on season four. And I guess we just get bigger and better. I mean, that's what I'm hoping for, Joe, and that's what's happening really, isn't it?
Yeah, we've come a long way since season one. In fact, we're now on our fifth season. Probably looking back, probably didn't think that was ever going to be a thing. I'm trying to think how many seasons we got in when we were doing the video podcast. Maybe I think we got to maybe season three or something, maybe on video podcast. But the fact we're now on season five, we've got so much to come and probably so many topics we can cover. I'm hoping, like, obviously, we're going to have so many new ideas, additional things. We've obviously now got Q, now that Spotify is updated as well, we've now got Q&As and stuff on our podcast episode. So, greatly appreciated of our listeners, can leave their feedback, what they like to add.
Definitely.
They liked about the episode. We've had a couple people doing a couple episodes, and like it's been really positive feedback. We always get people saying how much they love the podcast, which is great. I think maybe we could look into doing like a mailing list or something. So maybe some exclusive behind the scenes things, what to come to people that subscribe. There's so many things we can do, and hopefully eventually we reach 10K, and the more listeners we have, the more better, like more interesting guests, the more well-known guests we can get on.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, this is why I think, you know, it's really important that people subscribe. And let's get some, I mean, another relationship with social media. I mean, let's get some more influencers on. And I mean, yeah, I don't know, the scope, I think, of season five is massive, you know. And something else that I want for season five, yeah, maybe just to squeeze you in on a few episodes. It's quite nice having you on the episodes. And just looking back at our back catalogue, I mean, you know, I went through, I was on holiday this year, and I went through some of our back catalogue, some of the hashtag Never Alones, and they are great shows, Joe, aren't they? I mean, they are really, really excellent shows. And I'd forgotten some of them before I went back and listened to some of them.
Just forget some of the people we had on, and like the people that come to me, oh, you do a podcast, like I've started working for like a new job in, oh, I'm trying to remember when I started now, it would have been July, and I've been sharing it with people, and people are like, oh, you do a podcast, it's such a great conversation starter. And especially when you're out and about and you say, oh, I do this podcast, or people start talking about mental health and I go, oh, I'll do this podcast. It got shared, I think it got shared with well-being staff. Everyone's just amazed that you do a podcast. And it's like, yeah, I do show. I used to be the host. And for our listeners to share it as well would be great. Like, so I know some of the people that regularly listen, like Giovanna and JL and Keith, and sharing it on LinkedIn just to share it around with people. If you know people that are going through a tough time, we've had Are You Okay Day was here a couple of weeks ago. I think it was in September. We've had World Mental Health Day was at the start of October. I think it's World Mental Health Month at the moment as well. Breast Cancer Awareness Month as well was this month. So like, just sharing it with people that you think maybe would be going through a tough time. I know, like, it's hard, shameless self-promotion, but also you're encouraging people to maybe have that conversation they might be frightened to have.
I mean, definitely. I mean, I mean, in a local hospital. I mean, in the local hospital, I was in, a hospital, and I saw like hashtag. This is a while ago. I saw hashtag Never Alone. It had been like printed off, and underneath, who the member of staff had written. It was like in a behind the desk in a kind of staff area, and it said, "This is really good." Listen to it. I thought, oh my God, there was no prompting for, so it is amazing where it just pop up, doesn't it, really?
But like, I'm trying to think, like, just, what was I gonna say? Just, yeah, just incredible the power podcasts can have, and encouraging others to have that conversation they might have. For myself as well, personally, like the fact that I've spoken to healthcare professionals because I've had mental health issues recently, and obviously people that know me, I've had mental health issues for years, but last few weeks have been a real struggle. But when I've spoken to healthcare professionals, they've just been so amazed for someone with BPD to have so much awareness of mental health and so much awareness of my own mental health, but because of the podcast, really, because we educate ourselves and we're educating others.
I mean, because but I think you've naturally got a really your psychological mind, haven't you? I mean, it is a podcast, but yeah, I mean, look at where we met. We met working for the baked bean company, didn't we? I think it's okay to say that, and so, using a lot of your skills there. And yeah, I mean, that was I mean, the interview with the Baked Bean Company, I mean, that was, I think, episode two. And just going back to that, I mean, I listened to that the other day, loved it. So it's so interesting going back and listening to some of the old episodes, isn't it? That kind of we've forgotten, really. But yeah.
Think we've been going for like 3 years now, I reckon. I think it was the 3 year anniversary the other day.
So yeah, so just onwards and upwards. And maybe we finish there, Joe. But I just wanted to ask you, how do people, if people want to see I Miss You, how do they do it, Joe? How do they get hold of the film now?
So you can either ask myself for a link. We're trying to decide at the moment whether we premiere it and what date we premiere it again, and release it for a limited time, depending what happens with Film Hub, which is like a distribution service. We're probably maybe release it for like a week so people can watch it and then take it down again. It'll be on our YouTube channel, so just keep an eye on Ambridge Media. Obviously, share it on our socials. I've been making some updates to our website and stuff, the Ambridge Media website that you find on my socials. In regards to the podcast, hopefully create a mailing list and stuff, and then any feedback would be great from listeners. If anyone wants to come on the podcast, reach out to myself or Mark, and we'll be happy to have you on.
I mean, definitely. And I would really, really, echo that. If you listen to the podcast and you enjoy it, we are listened to by people all over the world, aren't we? It's so interesting. Yeah, I mean, please do leave some comments. Really, really good to hear your comments and get your feedback. And if you have any suggestions for guests that you'd like to come on, contact me, contact Joe. I mean, we're really open to, to bringing the guests that, our listeners want to hear. And just as a sign off, just to thank all of our guests that have come on for season four. They've all been fantastic. I've loved season four, and really looking forward to season five. And so, nice to see you, Joe.
Thank you to all of you as well, and also thank you to Anthony as well, who created you've probably seen this season, our little infographic for our promotional stuff. To say thanks to him for creating that, and thank you to Danny W Music as well for our theme song that we've had for the last few seasons.
And thank you, Jane. Yeah, we make a really good team, don't we? And long may it continue. So anyway, we're season five will be coming soon. We're going to have a couple of weeks off, but we'll probably pick up season five in a couple of weeks. So we'll finish there. And thanks again to all of our listeners. Thanks again for listening to the show. If you have been affected by any of the topics on this show or any other of our shows, if you're in the UK, then please reach out. Samaritans can be contacted on 116 123. Now, the GP is also a good source of contact and can be the gateway for, counselling services and other mental health support. Reach out to your mental health support team, mental health first aider, or trusted friend, colleague, or family member. We have a lot of international listeners, so if you're listening from a non-UK country, then please reach out to, your country's healthcare and mental health care providers. And remember, it's okay not to be okay.